Welcome back to the Stretch Links Podcast. This is Uncle Wonkles.
And Heinous Rhines, and I've got a don't ask, don't tell relationship with my own cholesterol levels.
And I have a don't ask, don't tell relationship with my toes. If I focus too greatly on them, I get sort of delirious and I pass out.
What the hell?
Hey, thanks for listening to the Stretch Links Podcast, which is where you are right now. You are adjacent to the Stretch Links Podcast. In fact, you are mingling, co-mingling with the actual podcast itself. Hold our hands and stroke our hair and watch us cross our legs.
That's absolutely right, and you've tuned in for a doozy. We've got, this is episode 5, entitled Wally's Got a Cigar Store. I wonder if all the people named Wally are starting to realize that we seem to be fixated with that name, because last week was a Wally nugget of wonderness as well.
There's certain names that I think are often reprised in the Stretchlings lore.
Well, there are also some names that are just plain funnier than other names. I think that's why we just keep going back to the Wally well.
Heinous, what's our song for today?
Oh boy, I'm really looking forward to this one because I just love the lyrics so much. This one's called Bobby Regas, and it's another story song, so if you liked last week, you're going to dig this one. About a hardened, notorious criminal.
One of the things people don't know about Bobby Regas is that he was actually on his way through medical school, maybe 6 months or a year from graduating, when he went on a killing rampage.
Yes, and he murdered someone with a blowgun, no less, which is most impressive. What more could you want from a tune, right?
Nothing more. In fact, I think if all songs had blowgun deaths in them, it would kind of revitalize the pop music scene.
And revitalize the blowgun, undoubtedly.
And speaking of revitalizing the pop music scene,
Bobby Regas.
Bobby Regas by the Stretchlings.
Shoot you in the belly, shoot you in the head. My name is Bobby Regas, and I'll do just what I said. Been 7 years in prison, shot a man in the tongue. You know he had it coming, well, justice must be done. Daddy died in the Amazon, a mountain of rain and sleet. Willie left me a gun so I could make ends meet. Well, my mama was a plumber, loved French more than me. So when I called, was never home, that sent me on a killing spree. Shoot you in the belly, shoot you in the head. My name is Bobby Regas, and I'll do just what I said. Bobby Regas, Bobby Regas has come home. I'm looking for my baby. All alone, no, she cannot read or write, can barely use the phone. I come back for my married man, I know that she still cares. If not, I'll talk her into it or push her down the stairs. Bobby Regas, Bobby Regas has come home. Bobby Regas, Bobby Regas has come.
When Bobby came back to town, folks shuddered and crept away. Bobby's face was scarred and mean, and he said he'd plan to stay. He stole a dozen batteries from Mr. Wilbur's driving time. He ripped the Sunday dress clear off of Mrs. Klein. He swore loud and spit and screamed and shot his gun nonstop. It seemed he searched for Mary Baptist's fiancée. He bullied every man in town. But Mary had married Sheriff Jones and was nowhere to be found. It was late one October night when the sheriff came into town. And Bobby waited with a giant blowgun to bring the lawman down. But just as Bobby aimed his shaft to send him to his death, his girl stepped out and took the dart he had killed his Mary Beth. Mary's eyes grew cold as ice as the poison settled in, and the sheriff drew his pistol out, shooting Bobby in the chin. Bobby fell and pleaded for his life as the sheriff neared his side, but soon the town heard him singing out as he lay in the street to die.
Bobby Regas, Bobby Regas has come home. Shoot you in the belly, shoot you in the head. My name
what I said.
I'll shoot you in the belly, shoot you in the head. My name is Bobby Regas, and I'll do just what I said.
Oh man, you know what I love most about that song, Wonkles? You know what I'm gonna say?
No, I do not.
It's the lyrics, man. Come on, how many songs have "I've come back for my baby, I know that she still cares. If not, I'll talk her into it, or push her down the stairs." Man, that's poetry, baby.
That's sweet, man. We had a special guest on that track playing drums, didn't we, Hanus?
That's right. Dangerous Dave Norris helped us out there on that track. Also, another great line, "I've come back for my baby. I left her all alone. You know she cannot read or write, can barely use the phone."
Hanus, what is it about phones and body parts and dead people?
Tragic love affairs.
Yeah, tragic love affairs and repetitive, droning, redundant surnames that so captivated us in our formidable years.
I don't know, but you mentioned the body parts, and of course that was featured in last week's song, but also remember the song Dua Dua? That, in that song, the guy keeps losing fingers every couple
That's
of
That's what
verses.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there a Freudian in the house? Somebody tell us what the hell's wrong with us.
Oh baby, stretch my leg, oh stretch my leg, oh stretch it. Oh baby, swing my leg, oh swing it. Oh baby, stretch it real good, pull it oh so hard. Oh baby, grab hold of my arm, and baby, swing it. Swing my arm, oh swing it around, oh swing my arm, oh swing it around. Oh swing my leg, oh swing my leg too. You got my leg, you got my arm, you got my torso, grab hard and swing it. The end.
Don't touch that feces!
Don't do it!
Hey, Wonkles, I gotta tell you about this dream I had the other night. I had my first Stretch Links anxiety dream that
I like those.
Well,
those are my favorite kind.
Well, it's a disturbing dream because I dreamt that we were reuniting for a concert. Of all places, we're performing in a mall on the stage that's only about, you know, 8 inches off the floor.
You mean we were levitating?
No, we weren't levitating, but the stage was so punk-ass that it was only about 8 inches off the ground. But how sad is it that it's a dream. I could have dreamt we were in a Coliseum with gorgeous women, you know, hurling their undergarments at our feet. But instead, I have a dream where we're in this mall and, like, you just get the occasional old curmudgeon walking by going, "Ah, what's all this then? Bah."
Did we get the gig at the mall or are we not getting
the gig? Yep, we got
the
gig.
That's what I want to know.
That's the most
I want to know if we're going to play out, man.
Right. We opened up right next to Hot Dog on a Stick.
Well, as long as we get to wear those funny outfits with the little beanies, you know,
yeah,
those, like,
yeah, those
like
really
yellow and gold fezes that they wear.
Here's another example. I had this dream about this coworker I used to work with. And she's sending me presents and love letters. And the only problem is she looks like Ernest Borgnine after he'd been bobbing for ugliness. Now, why, if I'm having a dream, why is it not a gorgeous babe? What's wrong with me? Again, is there a Freudian in the house?
I think Borgnine is hot.
Give him a little rouge, a little lipstick. He'll clean up nice.
I once had a dream, Hanus.
Yeah.
I dreamed I was a car.
Okay.
But the thing is, I dreamed that I was a car that actually worked in an office with other people. And it was difficult because, you know, my windshield wipers would go and I'd spray people and I was filling the place up with carbon monoxide and people were passing out. In fact, one guy was taken to the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
And my tires were bald. And I was skidding all over the floor because they had just waxed the floor. And my muffler was going, Jesus Christ, it was loud. It was like, you know, like a Ferrari going 300 miles an hour inside an office building.
Uh-huh.
And then in the, you know, going to the bathroom was awkward.
Because you had to get a jump to go.
I couldn't get the doors open. And then my, you know, my genitals were actually the controls of the radio. And I had to ask some guy to change the channel, which was awkward. That is my recurring dream.
Oh yeah.
The one that I have virtually every night. Can you make anything out of that? Oh wait, I had another dream.
Okay.
I was a wrist rocket.
Okay.
I dreamed I was a wrist rock. My whole body would stretch out like maybe 3 or 4 feet.
Uh-huh.
And then I would actually become the projectile as well. So I would be hurtling across open fields and, you know, penetrating like milk bottles and things. is there anything to that?
You know, somebody once wrote that our dreams give us the opportunity to be quietly and safely insane for 8 hours.
Oh, that's a beautiful thought.
It is.
I've got this box in my hands. It's got lights on the outside. It's got stuff on the inside. And you must plug it in.
Well, that music means it's time for the mailbag when we answer the questions of the Stretchlinks listeners. So please don't forget to send your questions to info@stretchlinks.com because then we'll read your questions, right, Hanus?
That's what we'll do. Who wrote us this week, Uncle Wonkles?
Oh, wait, this is from Lloyd Dangle, our old friend from San Francisco.
Yes, an author of Troubletown.
He writes, I read somewhere, maybe it was a ukulele magazine. How do you say that word, ukulele? Ukulele magazine, that you guys lived somewhere on Terravel and had a crazy-ass cat. Is that true?
It certainly was.
It is true. How did the you know, our personal affairs get into the press, Hanus?
I don't know.
Who's been talking to the press?
But he does make me sentimental for Iceberg Slim, our old cat, who we named after the autobiography Pimp. But we thought that name was perfect for that little crazy cat of ours.
Yeah, he had a troubled life, Iceberg Slim. He was attacked by raccoons and he had a horrible skin disease and lost all his hair. And boy, he was a wreck.
Yeah. Yeah, that day he was mauled by the raccoon or the dog or whatever. I took him to the emergency room in the middle of the night, and I'd never seen the severity of his wounds. And when they flapped him over in the light, under those bright fluorescent lights, I got all dizzy and my head was swirling. I swear I almost fainted right there. Poor little Jesus. Slim.
Yeah, but he had a full recovery.
Yes.
And lived a nice, easy life out on Terravel, as did we for a couple of years.
Although we lived in terror. Don't you remember? Our crazy landlord, we had an extra person on the lease. There was Nib Giebles living with us.
Yeah, Nib Giebles was there, and we had our little chamber of craziness in the basement where we did all our recordings.
That's right, that's right. All on a Yamaha 4-track, which played cassettes at double speed. That was the super big technology at the time. We did every single Stretchlinks recording on that machine.
That's why they sound so good. I just want to thank Lloyd Dangle, who was nice enough to write to the Stretchlinks and I'd like to thank Lloyd Dangle for please thanking me. Wait, I have thanked him. He is thanking me. I would like to thank Lloyd Dangle, who took time out of his day.
His busy day.
He's an important person, you know, and he wrote us a letter, and he asked us questions. And that was a nice thing to do. And if you want to do that, too, send your emails to info@stretchlinks.com, and we will be happy to answer them as best we can. Right, Hanus?
That's absolutely true.
Hell, it's only a nugget.
This week's Nugget of Wonderness is Wally's Got a Cigar Store. Remember, you can only hear the Nugget of Wonderness at stretchlinks.com. And the nuggets are strange, obscure, unheard, unreleased, occasionally unremarkable bits and pieces of the Stretchlinks. So tune in for that.
Right. With a heavy emphasis on obscure.
Cheeks are simmering. Cheeks are simmering. Tongue is moving.
Tongue is moving.
Tongue is moving.
Tongue is wiggling.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Teeth are showing.
Gums are wiggling.
Gums are wiggling.
Gums are wiggling. Smile!
Wonkles, I think it's almost time for us to go.
Oh, Hanus, don't leave me. You left me last time and I was here by myself.
Staring at your computer for an entire week.
Until my battery died and I fell out of my chair.
But before we leave, we're going to give you a little taste of next week's song, which is called Beautiful Moonlight. And I'm going to refer to it as a tender ballad because there's a piano in it.
Well, thanks for listening, folks. This is Uncle Wonkles.
And Hanus Rhines.
We'll see you next week.
Take care, everybody.
Standing behind a tree, beautiful moonlight, beautiful moonlight. Don't forget the sacrifices I've made for you. Don't forget the beautiful moonlight, beautiful moonlight. Hey, I'm holding the bag for you, babe. Don't forget.
All music, words, and bodily sounds are the sole property of the Stretchlings and Just Happy Inc. Copyright 2008, The Stretchlings.
I was once a bosom. In a dream. I mean...